Before we begin today, I'd like to welcome back Yael Cassander, who has been traveling in Europe. Welcome home, Yael.
Thanks. It was a fun trip, except my fingers itched.
Well, that's great. Now back to business. Wait a minute. What do you mean your fingers itched?
Whenever I go to Europe, I get these irritations on my fingers. If I had a nickel for every time this happened to me.
Funny you should say nickel, because I think I know what your problem is. A lot of people in Europe have been reporting mild skin rashes after holding the euro.
The euro? Oh, you mean the new coins they use in Europe so that everyone will have a single currency?
It's a good idea economically, but there seems to be a problem with the coins themselves. They contain two kinds of nickel. One alloy of nickel is nestled inside a ring of another alloy. That makes it hard to counterfeit, but it also did an unexpected thing. It created a tiny electric current.
Really?
Really. About 40 millivolts of electricity have been found to flow between the two alloys. You'll never feel a shock, but your skin might notice that the coin it's holding is slowly corroding.
Wow.
Yep. The effect is subtle, but nickel is a substance to which many people are allergic. If you hold euros for a long time and have a nickel allergy, you can get eczema-like symptoms from the nickel coming off.
Itchy fingers.
Or even rashes.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from John Foley in the Medical Sciences program. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.